Hello, you're on the air.
I really don't have a comment about the welfare wages. Wages. I actually have a statement, and this has been my biggest concern, being someone from an interracial couple and being in an interracial relationship right now in a town where they're not very open about that. And it's been actually a big, this has been a very big issue with me since I've been here for the past year now.
Could I ask you a question? You say interracial. What are the racial ethnic backgrounds?
Oh, my mother and father. My mother's Haitian. My dad is Dominican. I was born in New York, and I was raised in Miami. And I moved here last year just because I was curious to live somewhere outside of a big city.
How does your story here connect with our issues on immigration?
Variations on immigration. One, I just realized that the majority who people who run this country are very close-minded, and their ways are set in a way they would never ever respect something like a person like myself or my boyfriend or my family. I've seen my family for the past 25 years. It took them 10 years to get my mother. Well, actually, took her 8 years to get her residency here, and 10 for my father. And to see them go through wages such, I'm sorry, I'm actually going to get on that subject. Getting to my point. My father had to take low-paying jobs until he got his residency, and he's a very well-educated man. And I just don't understand why we don't have more laws to pretty much help out the immigrant that comes here and they want to make a better for themselves instead of in their own country. That's just been one of big concerns of mine.
We appreciate your call on that. Tonight we're talking very much about contemporary issues, but if you go back and look at the history, in fact, there was a term once, I think I heard something like, if I can get it right, our country is not afraid of immigration, it's the immigrants we don't like, that in many periods in our history, we have been horrible to our immigrants. Our immigrants have all frequently come, and we do expect them to take the lower positions, regardless of education. You have people coming from Asia, a generation or so ago, who had very high education. The only thing they could do is work in the lower positions. In fact, one of the things that we've noticed about some groups that come in, they may have professional degrees, but they can't work in those areas, so they have started businesses, which again have employed other people. But it's, when we look at our history there, just like the caller earlier who was talking about America as a country of conquest, we don't have the prettiest picture about bringing immigrants in, how we've treated them, but I guess to our credit, people are brought in and they are able to, many people have been able to achieve what we call the American dream. So thank you very much for your call. Were there any more comments on issues related to welfare or anything, Mary?
Well, one, I just wanted to answer, wait, no, I don't agree that immigrants have caused Americans to lose jobs or have caused the low wages in the jobs. I believe the employers have perceived those jobs as being low wages jobs. They've been left out of the National Labor Relations Act, and that's why their jobs are low wages. And most Americans probably would take some of those jobs if they were higher paying wages with benefits. And as far as before, yes, there were a lot of blacks in the agriculture industry, but there were a lot of unskilled whites in the agricultural industry after the Civil War. And if we're talking about the agricultural industry, that's also a traveling and a seasonal thing. Americans want to, some want to stay put. I think, part of our problem could also be the work ethics that we are now teaching our children, that those are not jobs that they want to have. I mean, when I first started working at 16, I was a nurse's aide in a nursing home working for, $2 an hour. And you get kids nowadays in high school, they wouldn't take that job. I took it because it was money, and I needed money, and I wanted to work, and I was buying my own clothes then, and I was doing that. Maybe nowadays we're giving too much to our children, so they're not learning the responsibility of taking those jobs and working up through the ladder.
Rodrigo.
Just to share from my own family background, when my great-grandparents came to Tampa to work in the cigar industry in West Tampa, they had one particular kind of skill which was related to the making of cigars, and their skills were useful to the community as a whole for perhaps one or two decades. When the cigar industry began to dry up, they became just so many useless, poorly educated, blue-collar working class immigrant people living in the city of Tampa, and yet 90 years later, after their arrival here in the city of Tampa, their descendants include a public school teacher, a public librarian, an entrepreneur in Asheville, a field engineer for IBM, and a scientist with the Environmental Protection Agency who studies the formation of low-level ozone. So in my opinion, perhaps over the very long term, we can see that even poorly skilled, poorly educated immigrants can have a very positive effect in the American economy, just from a personal point of view.
Matilda?
How would you like to add, is this integration and melting pot or what?
When we're talking about lower paid immigrant workers, and as Wade says, if you know, we pay $2 an hour more, obviously Wade is not in business, so he can advocate paying $2 an hour more above minimum wage. What I'm saying, are we talking below minimum wage, pay below minimum wage, or minimum wage as set by the federal government? Because I'm telling you, as an employer myself, and most of the people in the business industry, although they're immigrants, they're not paid anything less than minimum wage set by the federal government.
Okay, Marcelo.
Yes, I just want to add up to the last caller's comments here. Immigrants, I think we have to start respecting those immigrants, those new immigrants. We are immigrants. We were here probably in the shoes some time ago. And they, the employers, are taking advantage of their status as immigrants and paying low-paid wages over there. Shanti said low wages as far as minimum wage or what? Definitely, there is a minimum wage. There is a law for it, whatever that minimum wage is. But some employers are taking advantage of these immigrants paying below minimum wage.
Then we're talking about two segments of immigrants then. Because it's illegal to pay below minimum wage unless you're hiring illegal immigrants and you're doing it under the table. If you're hiring workers and you're hiring them and you're doing everything above board, it is illegal to pay below minimum wages. And I'll tell you today, although the industry I'm in, it's low-paid workers, nobody makes minimum wages. They make way above minimum wages. So we're talking about two different types of people. Workers.
All right. We're talking about many different types. I want to take two more comments on this, and then we're going to move on because we have some other issues to get here. So I want to take Mary and Wade.
I just think part of the reason some of them don't take the jobs, as you talk about, Shantia, is because of the worth ethic being involved, that everybody's got to go out for the job for the big buck, and there's no respect and dignity in the type of work that you provide to people. There should be respect and dignity in every job you do. As long as you do a good job for your employer and you give him a fair day's wage or a fair day's work, then he'll give you a fair day's pay, but we all know that isn't always true. But what we've got to do is teach that there is dignity and respect in every line of work, whether you're a garbage man or a computer scientist. You know, your dignity and respect comes from you, comes from your family. As far as immigration, my ancestors immigrated before the Civil War from Ireland, from France, and German. My father's French and German. My mother's Irish. My father says he had a little bit of Irish. We figured he just told my mother that so she'd marry him. But, you know, my ancestors, my mother taught me to love my Irish heritage. But my uncle tells me that my grandfather's famous thing was he hated Ireland. He never wanted to go back there, and he spits on the country that couldn't give him the job. So most of your immigrants come over here to work and to work hard. Mm-hmm. And they'll go and they'll work for anything they can just to be working in America.
Wade.
I was interested in Mary's comment about she worked originally as a nurse's aide, and perhaps people wouldn't take that now. I would contend they would if the wages were enough. Let me give a personal example. I worked as a migrant agricultural worker at one time, for a brief time. Admittedly, I was a university student at the time, and this was in the summer, but it was in Washington State. And the reason I did, in the pea fields and the pea canneries in southeastern Washington State, was because that was the short, temporary work that I could get that paid me the most. Now, at that time, we had a very diverse group. We had a number of white Americans. We had a very few number of black Americans. We had some Indians, that is East Indian Indians there, mm-hmm. and so on. And they were all there for one thing, for the money. If the employer pays enough, the employer will find in this large and diverse country that we have enough qualified employees so that he doesn't have to go and petition Congress to let massive numbers of additional immigrants in order to satisfy the job at the low wages that he's willing to pay. In the computer industry, and I have a son in the computer industry, there are large numbers of particularly older people who are well qualified, well trained, have had substantial technical jobs, electrical engineers and that sort of thing, who would love to get some of the jobs at a little higher level of pay than the Microsofts and others are willing to pay the immigrants that they now bring in to do those jobs.
I'd like us now to think about another area that's a major part of the immigration debate, and it will probably become even more so, and that includes the environment. What is the impact of immigration on the environment?